Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Jade, for decades, the Illawarra have been going to sleep to this.
Hey, clubbers, it's been a really busy day. I think it's time for Possum to put us to bed. Good night, boys and girls.
I remember Prime Possum.
Yeah.
Come on the TV every night and it'd be like, bedtime. Prime Possum's on the TV, bedtime.
You see, and
you go, clean your teeth.
Clean your teeth, get in your pajamas, snuggly up, a little kiss, good night, and
yep.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Then it's parents' time.
Oh, bada boom, bada bing.
Exactly right.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Not in the Leith household. Oh. No, there's no time for bada boom, bada bings or anything like that because possum time doesn't exist in the Leith household. I've mentioned this on numerous occasions that in our household, it comes to bedtime and all hell breaks loose. Last night, I got audio proof. I was like, stuff this. I'm going to put these kids on the line, okay?
I'm going to put them on the radio.
So, my first investigation went towards my daughter's bedroom, Kiki. Here's what happened.
All right. It's nearly 10 o'clock here in the Leith household, and this is bedtime. All right. Kiki, are you going to bed?
No.
Yes, you are. Bedtime. Go on.
Okay.
Wow. Did she say something, Mr. Wonka? Or?
Mr. Wonka. So the family have been really inspired by musicals recently and singing.
It sounds like you're backstage warming up for a concert or a musical because I could hear multiple voices singing.
Well, this is what's going on.
This bit here, though.
Go on.
That's clearly deliriousness.
Oh, well, it's nearly 10 o'clock. The whole laugh about this is we start putting them to bed at about 8:30, not all of them. The boys are a bit older, but Kiki, about 8:30, quarter to nine.
She's still,
this is nearly 10 o'clock.
She's still busting out the Broadway at 10 p.m.
She's singing away, and then I make my way to the boys' room.
Boys.
You like the guy?
Wow.
It's bedtime.
Come
on.
Got to be Polynesian on a set.
All right. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Is that a case of can't beat him going to bed?
I climb into my bed and I put the earplugs in and I'm like, so long, suckers.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Another thing, like with a couples retreat weekend, you know how that was like 10 days ago. It's like your relationship's a work in progress, right?
Of course.
The metaphor
it is.
Of the boat, you're both in the boat together, but you need to do boat maintenance and you need to look after it.
And you'll hit rough weather.
You end up learning a lot about yourself and things that you may do that really pee off your partner.
Oh, okay.
So we were doing this thing where you had to tell your partner something negative that they do.
Yeah.
But do it in a nice way.
Yeah.
And I told my Milko that he automatically corrects me without even noticing. And because I always stuff things up. And I just said to him, like, you know, sometimes it doesn't need to be right. I just need to get my point across.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get it done quick. Yeah. I don't need my old thesaurus over there to like pipe up every time. But I said, what do I do that annoys you? And he's like, well, one thing that really gets to me is like if I make the kids lunches, you'll then come and you'll remake the lunches.
Oh.
Or if I fold the washing, you'll come and then refold the washing afterwards.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Jade.
But I just said, well, look, it's because I do it better.
It's even worse.
Look, okay, I said with the lunches, I went, look, you know what? Okay, you do put a lot of effort into lunches. I'll leave that. You can do that yourself. But I said, but when it comes to the folding the laundry, there's a particular way it needs to be folded so it can fit in the drawers.
Mm.
You've got to do the Mary Kondo or whatever her name is, Marie Kondo.
Oh, do you do that?
Pardon?
You do that whole rolling
thing?
Yeah,
because we haven't got much space because we've, like, condensed our housing with Mama Jude at the moment where, like, space is of the essence. And there's a certain way that you could origami the clothes.
Mm.
I don't reckon that it's unusual though that you know your partner would do something. You're like, no, that's not quite right.
Yeah, that's
wasting his time though.
Well, that's what I said to him.
He goes to all this effort of folding this stuff in a crap way, and then you go and redo it.
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, look, from now on, don't even bother folding the laundry. Go do something else constructive.
Yeah, but then you'll say at some point, you'll go, look at me, I make the dinners, I fold the laundry, I get no help from you or from anyone.
You resemble
he can't
this,
win at this one.
You resemble this remark, don't you? What's going on in the Leith household?
I've been down this one myself. So.
You sound like you're speaking like a war-torn veteran.
I am. I've been to war and I've come back. I'm a bit bruised, battered.
But I reckon it happens in all relationships, you do something and then your partner will come along and then redo it.
Yeah,
I'm sure the shoe's on the other foot.
Oh, gee, went silent.
I'm just trying to think.
we'll throw it open.
I'm perfect.
We'll see what's going on out there. What task does your partner do that you always have to then redo?
Oh, all right.
I reckon there'd be heaps.
4275195. You can get us 4275195.
From Barrack Heights, Jane. What does your partner do that you then have to go and redo?
I'm really fussy with my sink, like. I have to have it spotless all the time, and so he can't make it look clean. When he wipes it, there's all like smudge marks and everything over it.
Uh-huh.
So he'll pack the dishwasher or unpack the dishwasher, and I have to go back later, just tidy up all the sink and polish it. It comes from my mum. It's absolutely ridiculous, but my sink has to be polished and shiny.
Jane, you know what? What you say is so true. You know when you're doing it, like when I'm refolding the socks that don't need to be refolded, you're like, why am I doing this? But you can't help it.
Yeah. I can relate with that. Yeah. My wife actually does exactly the same thing to me with she'll say, I don't clean down the bench tops, even though I have actually cleaned them down.
You've left smudges though, haven't you?
She'll come in there and she'll be scrubbing it away. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Jane. Okay, we got Mel from Lake Heights. Mel, what does your partner do that you have to redo?
Aside from everything, but specifically folding the towels. So I have a basket in the linen cupboard and I fold the towels specifically so they fit in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't put them in the basket, he just chucks them in. So when you go to pull a towel out and he's folded them, you bring about 7,000 others with you.
He's mucking up the system. Mel?
Oh, messing with my nice OCD towels in the basket thing, and
honestly, Mel, these are the things that divorce is made of.
That's right.
They just don't mess with the system.
But it is just a towel. I mean, you're going
to... No, because the kids pull out 7,000.
They're going to fit in the basket nice and pretty.
Yeah, but you push them back in.
That's
what you do.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up.
Soon to be number one on the ARIA charts.
Too right it will. Too right. With your help, Jade.
Well, I'm trying my best. As your unofficial manager, I'm trying my best to get the word out about this song of yours, Superhuman.
Yep.
It's dropping on the 1st of September, and I am helping with the momentum by making a music video to go alongside it.
You are. Okay, so you kicked this off on Friday. You said, stuff you, Damien. I'm doing your music video whether you like it or not.
Exactly right.
It was something like that, wasn't it?
It was pretty much along those lines.
Yeah.
And because you said you hadn't made one, and I was like, dude, you got to have a music video with this song. People are going to be searching it up. They want to see something really cool. And I thought, what better place to actually stage the music video than the Illawarra?
Well, it is beautiful.
So beautiful. And I really feel like it fits with the theme of the song, which is all beachy and summer and letting loose and enjoying nature.
Yeah.
So that's what the song's about. That's the vision I have.
Yeah.
And we're asking anyone in the Illawarra who wants to be part of the music video, who wants to star in it, to get onto wavefm.com.au and just tell us a little bit about yourself. We've already had quite a few entries. I mean, we had this guy, Matt, who's a male model. He's auditioned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had people from all over the Illawarra. Just send us through a little video and a little bit of information. You don't need experience.
No.
So we're not looking for actors. We're not looking for the next Nicole Kidman. We're just looking for people who are enthusiastic, who want to have a bit of fun, and you won't be getting paid either. But I'm sure I'll get it catered, so there might be free food.
Free food. Oh, will there be beer?
Yes.
For adults.
Hopefully. Yeah. I'm working on that. It's a work in progress.
All right.
Somebody who's put forward some nominees for the music video is Chris from Shell Cove. Morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Good, good. Now, you had a good idea of what you think could feature in the music video.
Yeah, 100%. So, like I said, obviously with the theme of the new song of Damien's called Superhuman.
Yeah.
My daughter is part of a superhuman group down at Albion Park Oak Flats Acrobatic Gymnastics Group.
Oh, my daughter Alana used to go there, actually, and the stuff that they do, it does defy logic and gravity and strength.
They're amazing.
Yes, 100%, 100%. Yeah, the girls, the coaches, everything like that, you know, they obviously do their daytime stuff as well, and then obviously, you know, some of the girls are up to 28 hours training after school, work, bits and pieces, so...
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're
pretty committed to what they're doing, yeah.
So you're proposing that they will they all appear in the video? Is that what you're thinking, or your daughter?
Well, no, for the whole group. Yeah, my daughter, for the whole group. You know, to have them sort of in the background, obviously, you know, doing their tricks and things like that. Obviously, leading in the spring. You know, as we said before, we've got the beautiful beaches of the Illawarra down here and things like that.
Jade,
obviously, with the girls, you know, doing their acrobatic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Skills and things like that. That would be awesome to have sort of in the backdrop or snippets as, you know, your music song's getting played.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
You did a good sell. You did a good sell. I actually think that's a great idea because it is playing on the whole superhuman aspect and, you know, going above and beyond to be who you want to be.
All right, okay.
So, no, that's good, Chris. Yeah, excellent. Good suggestion. I think we will lock them in.
Lock them in. So, all right, you're
place
on.
Place them inside your big vision board for this. Yeah.
Is watch this space with these girls because these girls are acro-mazing. So
look at you. What a proud dad. I love it, Chris. Amazing. Oh, you know what? I think that would be a great addition to the music video we could have in the background doing amazing stuff.
I just want to go to line 5 here, Jade.
Yes.
Bernadette's on the blog.
Yes. So yesterday I put the call out to get a beach house. I said, I want a beach house for the beach party. I have a vision and the whole music video is going to end at this epic beach party house.
Beach party, okay.
And it's got to be a beach house, right? And then yesterday Bernadette contacted me. She's with us right now. Bernadette, I reckon you have got the best beach house in the Illawarra South Coast.
Yes, we have the perfect beach house just at Jarrua on 7 Mile Beach. It is amazing.
Okay, so I've just sent you some photos, Damien, of this beach house.
Are you serious? Okay, so I'm looking at this. Wow, this looks amazing. So you have a house that literally has steps going right from the beach up to the house. Oh, my God, it is. That is stunning.
Yes, it's the perfect house for your video.
That's right. Beach House Jarrua looks absolutely amazing. That'll look all over 7 Mile Beach. Do you reckon it's the spot we should end the music video, Damien, after having a look at those pictures? What do you reckon?
I would live in this house. this house is absolutely stunning. My goodness, Bernadette, that is absolutely awesome. Can we lock it in?
You can lock it in.
Oh, lock it in.
How good is that?
We have a beach house.
When Bernadette contacted me and I said, Beach House Jarrua, let's have a look. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's my dream house. Whenever we go to 7 Mile Beach, I point that house out to the kids and I say, that's Mummy's dream house up there. It is one and the same place. It is amazing.
It is gorgeous. Gee, okay. That's going to be pretty epic.
Oh, it is going to be epic. Bernadette, I've got to say thank you so much for giving us your beach house. We're so excited.
All right, that's fantastic. So the beach house is locked in. Your vision board is starting to take shape. We've got a few youngsters who want to be involved. So Illawarra, we need you as well. So if you want to be a part of this, reach out. You can give us a buzz anytime, 4275 on 96.5, or get to that website.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, a couple of weird stories, all to do with fines, all right, being fined. Mm-hmm. A lady was on her way back from Bali just the other day, arrived into Darwin and got fined $1,874.
What for?
Well, you know how you got to fill in the form, you got to say, you know,
declare things. Yeah.
She did not declare that she had 2 McMuffins in her luggage. Yes, you heard me right. She has been fined $1,874 for having 2 undeclared McMuffins in her lunch.
In a lunch. I think they were for a lunch. They were in a suitcase.
Bacon,
wow.
Bacon
or luggage.
Sausage.
I meant luggage, not lunch.
Wow. So, oh my gosh, that's an expensive breakfast, isn't it?
Well, look, in fairness, foot and mouth has just broken out over there.
Of course.
Okay, so we've got to be very, very strict about these
very
sort of things.
Vigilant.
Yeah, but this is no messing around. A McMuffin. It's the most expensive McDonald's she's ever had in her life.
It's the most expensive McDonald's I think anyone's ever had. The thing is, like, it's a 6-hour flight from Bali. you wouldn't want to eat it after that. It's like, that's got salmonella written all over it.
But even at that, I mean, you know, in the case of this, wouldn't you, you forget that you would have it in your luggage, wouldn't you?
You just could be able to smell it, though.
I mean, you wouldn't, I would, I would never declare a McMuffin. Would you ever declare, you would never think that you have to.
Well, I would never not eat the McMuffin that I purchased. I wouldn't put it in my suitcase and then wait, or saving that for Ron.
Get a bit of salt on it and then just kind of, yeah, no, okay, no, fair enough. All right, speaking of fines, another fine has happened over in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it was revealed on a national news show. So the equivalent of our news here in Australia. But the news reporter just lost his cool. Check this out.
And now a 57-year-old man who was caught speeding at almost 200 kilometers per hour a couple of months ago refused to pay his speeding fine, claiming that everything he does is fast. According to the man, he eats fast, he sleeps fast, he drives fast, he reads fast, and he even walks fast. When he had to appear on court today, he explained the same thing to a Western Cape judge, who replied, "Let's see how fast you can do a 6 months in prison."
That's him laughing.
He's, he's cracking up.
Give a snort.
My apologies.
Oh, that's gold.
My apologies. I can't imagine that judge already in court saying, "Let's see how fast you can do that 6 months in prison." What a way to...
Oh, I love that.
It really is. It's kind of cruel, isn't it, really? That is your worldwide weird.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.